Now, if you live in the United States or many parts of Western Europe, you will almost certainly have come across e-books. Downloading books electronically has become a major part of the business of publishing and selling books, and e-book readers like Amazon's Kindle are selling in their millions. But how does the situation compare in the Czech Republic? David Vaughan finds out more in this week's Czech Books.
The simple answer is that there is no comparison. Most people in the Czech Republic will never have come across an electronic book, and e-readers are few and far between. But given rising living standards and Czechs' love for new gadgets, could we be on the brink of an e-book revolution even here? One person who certainly hopes so is Martin Lippert. Last autumn he set up e-reading, the Czech Republic's first electronic bookstore, which offers several hundred books for downloading. Martin, an enthusiastic economics graduate, looks the part, full of youthful energy and enthusiasm, and confident that his business plan can work even in the small Czech market. We met at his bright new offices in Prague.
We are starting the business, we are probably first who are doing this business, and so we are really enthusiastic and looking forward to a good business.
Of course, so many people in the dot-com world have come in with exciting ideas and have discovered that things haven't quite worked out in practice as they hoped. Is there a danger of that, do you think, in your business, in the world of Czech e-books?
Yeah, I would say it's more different. If you say dot-com world, I would say .cz, which is absolutely different than dot-com. So we are a little bit scared, but the times move on and people are more rich and they can afford lots of things and so on. And we provide really good stuff with really good pricing. Usually our e-books are 50% of price than the usual one.
And just to make things clear about what an e-book is, you've got a little device here in front of you. It's about 15 centimeters by...
Yes, 6 inches, this display. It's, let's say, the most popular size, and lots of producers do the main business in this area. If you got a larger reader, you can put it in your pocket. If you got a smaller, it's complicated to read anything on it.
These e-readers, they're selling pretty well, aren't they, in the United States, in Western Europe. How are they catching on here in the Czech Republic? I haven't seen many around. I don't see people sitting in the metro with their e-reader instead of an old-fashioned book or a magazine in front of them.
Yeah, that's the story. But it changed this Christmas. We were selling lots of devices a couple of weeks before Christmas. And it's not that usual if you find someone, but now it's changing. The boom of, for example, Kindle in the US, it's a completely different market. They are 300 million people in there, and we are 10 million, so etc., etc., lots of details. And generally, we say that we are 5 years behind the U.S. market. So,
I mean, just to make it clearer, I mean, how many e-readers have been sold in the United States, and how many in this country?
In the U.S., the estimate is about 6 million next year. But in Czech, we are counting just in thousands. Not much, but it's changing. You know, people get used to, then they look lots of people around and they start to like it and so on. And of course, there is no marketing in the Czech Republic because before September last year, there was no legal source to download e-books. So
I wanted to ask about that. I mean, how, if obviously it's all very well to have the product, but if there's nothing to read, then that's obviously going to be a problem.
Exactly. I can describe how difficult it was to get 400 ebooks, what is the current number of providing ebooks in our store. And we are the largest ebook store in Czech, and it's 400 ebooks. It's nothing, I would say.
I'm quite surprised, because I would imagine that both writers and publishers would be potentially very interested.
Yeah, that's how it doesn't work in Czech. I would say...
Is it a kind of technophobia?
Yeah, definitely. And this is a very specific area. People are old-fashioned, and all of publishers, they are pretty scared of e-books, so it's changing a little bit slower than in the US probably.
I remember a time, 20 years ago, when books in this country were extremely cheap. But now, when you go into a bookshop, it's astonishing how expensive books are. I should imagine that this isn't sustainable in the long run, that books really do seem to be, given the standard of living in this country, disproportionately expensive.
I would say that the main problem is in distribution, which takes 50% of the price. But maybe the e-books and e-publishing could change this, because the way between the writer to the customer is definitely shortened than the normal way.
And so you mentioned that there are 400 books so far that are available through your bookshop. Who's there? Who's interested? Is this mostly contemporary fiction?
I would say it's a complete mix of literature. It depends on the publisher, and each publisher got some ideas. And also the writers, they are not interested in e-publishing that much. We try to persuade them that it's a good idea, try to persuade them to launch the e-books because it's opportunity for them and so on. But, this area is not that fast as maybe the automotive or bankings and so on.
I'm really quite surprised because Czechs are not a technophobe nation. People are into gadgets. I only have to think of my own children and the kind of mobile phones that some of their friends already have, even at the age of 10 or 11. So there must be a problem somewhere else.
Young people usually don't read that much. This could be the problem.
So this is a problem, that the young market just isn't there generally, even for books, even for traditional books.
Exactly. But on the other hand, we are a nation which reads really much. And lots of people around 30, our target market is around 30 years old reader, and the device could offer really nice options because you just use the cable, USB, and you put it in your reader, you upload the document, and you just reading ordinary documents from your business. And if you get bored, you just turn page and you got your own book and so on. There's so many interesting things in this area, but people have to find out those options and start to like them.
One potential advantage of the e-book, I should imagine, is that books could be published just as e-books, because one of the main costs of producing a book is the physical process of putting together a book. Is there any sign that there's going to be a market for just e-books in this country?
We got a serious problem in the Czech. We say that in the Czech live more writers than readers. And if you open this way, it's going to be a huge amount of literature with certain quality. I wouldn't say what quality it could be.
But you already have blogs, for example, which vary from really very interesting blogs with high literary quality, and you have a lot of blogs which nobody would ever want to read, and probably only the person who wrote them ever reads. But they're there, and so it isn't really an argument for not doing it.
No, definitely not. The main argument is about the costs. It's not that easy to write a text in some program on your computer and say, hooray, I got a book and launch on the market. No, there's lots of activities you have to do to launch a high-quality book. I don't want to say all of them, but it's a process which costs something. And these costs are fixed. And you have to sell some amount of products or books. And this amount of books, you don't sell it in ebook way. You have to launch the normal paper book, and this book could cover all these fixed costs.
And so there's no probability of there being ebooks which will be cheap, but with sponsorship, with advertising. That on page 153 suddenly up pops an advertisement for something.
People in Czech, they are a little bit allergic on advertising. So what could happen if the market grows up and we are selling more than, I don't know, 1,000 books per one title or whatsoever, then you can afford all those investments, the fixed costs to launch a good quality book, but not before the market grows up.
Obviously, another important factor is for devices to be on the market, for it to be possible to go into any electronic goods store and buy these e-readers. Is that already the case in the Czech Republic, that you can go in and choose between various products, various e-readers?
Definitely, definitely.
And what sort of price range?
Yeah, that's the main obstacle. They are really expensive. The cheapest one goes from 4,000 crowns, which is $200, and it goes up to 400. So this is the range, but it has to fall down. People are not willing to buy that much this kind of one functional device. So I would say that this market accelerates once the device costs $100.
Are you optimistic that e-reading is going to catch on a big scale in the Czech Republic in the next couple of years?
It's hard to say. I'm the owner of one e-book store, so I would say yes. But, you know, I could make a mistake about this. And I try to avoid giving any strict data. I really don't know how good it works if this turns to millions business or it turns to illegal business. I don't know. But I would say our website grows each month by 30%. So people trying to find some good literature, they are satisfied.
You mentioned illegal downloading. Is that potentially going to be a crippling problem for you?
The main problem is we didn't have any legal opportunity for customers to download ebooks before September 2010. So here in Czech Republic developed some really small group of people, and they were downloading and stealing. And I wouldn't say stealing. If you don't have the opportunity to buy those books legally, I wouldn't say that much. It's illegal. It's just only my opinion. But now those people are fantastic because they got some websites, they store their illegal copies, and I haven't found a single one from our shop in there. So that's completely, really amazed. Very generous of them.
And are any publishers in the process of suing them, as far as you know?
Yeah, they are couples, but it's completely useless, you know that.
Anyway, Martin Lippert, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and best of luck with the future. Obviously, there's lots of potential, lots of potential pitfalls. So I look forward to talking to you again, maybe in a couple of years' time, to see how things have moved on. Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye.